Welcome, everyone. Thank you for attending our Board of Equalization meeting. Today is May 19th, 2026. We are located at the county building on the third floor in the council chambers. It is 5:46 p.m. As far as roll call, we have our county attorney, Scott Broadhead. As far as council, we have Councilman Hoffman, Councilman Thomas, Councilman Hamner, Councilman Wardle, excuse me, and Councilman Strumberg is excused. We have our county manager, assistant county manager, and Tracy from the clerks. We recognize each of you being here. I'm going to struggle tonight. Thank you for all being here. With that, we have the minutes from December 2nd, 2025. Is there any corrections, additions, or with the minutes? I got one. Thank you. Thank you, Joy. Look at that for me. Is there any corrections or additions to the minutes? If not, the chair would entertain a motion.
So moved.
I think you're going to do this quick. Hearing a motion for approval from Councilman Thomas. Is there a second?
Second.
Hearing a second from Councilman Wardle. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those that may oppose say nay. The minutes are adopted December 2nd. New business, we are going down to approval of the 2026 corrections notices. Allison McCoy.
All right, Council, we have before you just our annual, well, not annual, semi-annual meeting before you to bring the adjustments that we've been working on and the assessor's office has been working on. Right now we have 35 adjustments for you to review. These are adjustments that have come as we wrapped up the Board of Equalization for 2025. These include some factual errors. A factual error can be anything from, as the assessor's going through and reviewing parcels, they may find just as an example, a house that has three bathrooms instead of four bathrooms or something like that. So it's an opportunity for them to clean up the records. They may find a property that's supposed to be in Greenbelt that's not in Greenbelt or vice versa. And then we also have on here the State Tax Commission finalizing some of their appeals and things like that. And so we sent the packet over. If you have any questions, Joyce here as well. Happy to answer.
Any questions, Council, or comments? The list that we have, or are there any other questions that might come up?
I want to know whose initials were whose. Because I was going through trying to match the initials and I couldn't do that.
So that's a great question. So the those papers cycle through all of our offices. So they cycle through Joy's office first, then they come to my office, well, and then they go to the treasurer's office, and then back to Joy's office. And so varying Angie's, mine, Joy's, Cassandra's.
I was just trying to figure out, you know, yeah. That was the puzzle that stuck in my
head. Yeah, very, very initial. So,
that
was
good.
Yeah.
If there's no questions, then Chair, you can make a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I would vote to approve the 2026 correction notices as presented.
Hearing a motion from Councilman Wardle. Is there a second?
Second.
Hearing a second from Councilman Hoffman. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those may oppose say nay. That is adopted. Should entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Hearing a motion for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned at 5:50.
Recording.